This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Rajya Sabha today bid farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women members. Speaking during the farewell, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the contribution to parliamentary democracy will always be remembered. He said that in politics there is never a full stop, as the experience and contribution to the nation will always remain relevant and valuable.
हमारे जो माननीय सांसद विदाई ले रहे हैं उनका तो योगदान रहा ही और इसके लिए भी मैं उनका साधुवाद करता हूं जो हमारे माननीय सांसद विदाई ले रहे हैं लेकिन ये माननीय सांसद ऐसे हैं कि जिनको पुराने संसद के भवन में भी बैठने का मौका मिला और नए संसद भवन में भी बैठने का मौका मिला उनको राष्ट्र के कल्याण के लिए अपना योगदान देने का अवसर मिला है उनको इस नए सदन के निर्माण प्रक्रिया में और नए सदन की निर्णय प्रक्रिया में भी हिस्सा बनने का अवसर मिला है वो एक विशेष उनके जीवन में नई स्मृति रहेगी.
The Prime Minister said there are also some bitter and sweet experiences, but when such an occasion arises, it is natural that members rise above party lines and a common sentiment emerges among all. Mentioning Deputy Chairman Harivansh, who is also retiring, Mr. Modi said he had the opportunity to discharge his responsibilities in this House for a long time. Earlier addressing the House, Chairman of the House C.P. Radhakrishnan said the retirement of one-third of the Rajya Sabha members every 2 years reflects the constitutional design of the Council of States, which allows experienced lawmakers to make way for new members while preserving institutional stability. Making the remarks on the bid farewell to retiring MPs in the Rajya Sabha, leader of the opposition and Congress MP Mallikarjun Kharge said, those in politics, public life neither get tired nor retire for the passion to serve the country. The Lok Sabha has extended the tenure of the Joint Parliamentary Committee examining the legislation related to One Nation, One Election until the first day of the last week of the monsoon session 2026. The bill seeks to introduce simultaneous polls to the Lok Sabha and the state legislative assemblies. The chairman of the committee, P.P. Chaudhary, moved the motion to extend the tenure of the Joint Committee on the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The motion was adopted by voice vote in the House. A large Indian vessel named Jag Latki arrived at Mundra Port in Gujarat this morning, carrying a significant consignment of crude oil. The ship is transporting approximately 81,000 metric tons of high-quality oil from the United Arab Emirates. It follows the early arrival of the vessel Shivalik at Mundra and Nanda Devi at the Vadinar Port. Authorities at the port have ensured smooth offloading operations to facilitate the distribution of the crude oil to refineries. At least 6 people were killed and 24 others injured after 2 Israeli strikes hit central Beirut this morning, according to Lebanon's health ministry. Authorities said human remains were recovered from the debris, with identification to be carried out through DNA testing. The attack struck densely populated areas without prior warning, marking a further escalation in strikes on the Lebanese capital. Local media reported that one strike hit an apartment in the Zukak al-Blat district near government buildings and foreign embassies, and the strike hit the Basta neighborhood. In a separate overnight incident, Israeli forces demolished a 15-story residential building in central Beirut, claiming Hezbollah was storing funds in the basement. Overall, 4 attacks were reported overnight in central parts of the city, many of them in residential zones. The government has directed the airlines to allocate minimum 60% of seats for selection on any flight, free of charge to ensure fair access for the passengers. The Minister of Civil Aviation today issued directions through the Director General of Civil Aviation to strengthen passenger convenience, transparency and uniformity of practices across airlines. In the BWF Super 300 Badminton Tournament, Akarshi Kashyap has entered the women's singles main draw at the Orleans Masters after winning both the qualifying matches today. Akarshi will now take on Yeo Jia Min of Singapore in the first round. Kidambi Srikanth, Ayush Shetty, Malvika Bansor and Anmol Kharab and Tanvi Sharma will begin the campaigns today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.